This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation. And a patient named Syed W. Ahmed, S-Y-E-D, middle initial W-A-H-M-E-D. Date of birth 04-22-1987. Date of appointment October 2nd, 2022, requesting physician Aaron David Zell, AaronDavidZellDO. Dear Dr. Zell, I have the pleasure of seeing Syed Ahmed today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 36-year-old, right-handed army sergeant who is in the army for the active duty for the last 16 years. 2 years ago he was in California. He was in Death Valley and he was moving pallet from the pallet jack from the container. He slipped and pallet's jack on pallet jack hit on the chest. He keep on working. He develop headache after that. It was 140 degrees. Medic noticed his face was not normal. They took him inside in front of the air condition and he passed out over there. Then he was transported to the emergency room where army doctor saw him and he was discharged. He went to home in Long Island and he saw the VA hospital over there. Spinal tap was attempted but not successful. He was seen by the neurologist over there. MRI of the brain also done, but I do not have any report from there. Since then he is having migraine. He was taking naproxen but not anymore. Nowadays he is taking Advil and Tylenol. He's getting migraine 2 to 3 per week. It is sharp throbbing. His memory is not good. Headache is at the top of the head. No nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Dizziness here and there. Past medical history. None, past surgical history, none allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, none, social history. He's ex-cigarette smoker. He stopped smoking 3 years ago, does not drink alcohol. He's in the military. He's married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family history, mother alive with lupus, father alive with diabetes, one sister, one brother. Brother has a diabetes. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, lightheadedness, memory loss, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep plantar reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan. 36-year-old right-handed man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, history of a stroke. Number three, please rewrite again. Number one, migraine. Number two, history of heat stroke. Number three, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the preventative medication for migraine, which is Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 in the morning and 2 at night for... Please rewrite again. 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I do not have any record from the VA hospital in Long Island about his workup, about his neurological workup. I will get that record and then I will give my final opinion about whether he can work or not. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.